Blog Talk Radio.
African American Lit Block Talk Radio. Please forgive me for being late. I couldn't get online. Eartha, is that you? Eartha Watt?
Yes, that's me. I'm here.
I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I was trying to get online. I don't know what happened with my computer, and it would not log me in. Block Talk Radio does that sometimes. Thank you so much. Once again, it's Who's Who in African American Lit, Block Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. The Book Critic. And tonight we have a very, very special guest who's starting off our show a few minutes late. Her name is Eartha Watt Hicks. And welcome to the show, my sister.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Again, thank you for your patience. I guess we're going to run a little late because I started late. But Eartha Watt Hicks is an award-winning author, a very, very talented writer. I could say more about you, my sister, but tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a fiction fellow from the North Country Institute and Retreat for Writers of Color and the Hurston Wright Foundation. And my debut novel, Love Changes, won an award from the NYCHA branch of the NAACP. And it won the Just Read Literary Award in the fiction category.
Well, congratulations on that. And what's the title of that book that you won that award for?
That's Love Changes.
Okay, and now is that your latest book?
That's my first novel, which is the latest, and I'm currently working on another one.
All right. Well, I didn't get a chance to read the book, but I did meet you at the Ubawa Book Fair in the Bronx this year. Had a chance to talk with you briefly, take a couple of pictures, and started following you on Facebook and other forms of social media. How has your life changed with the release of your book and winning the award from the NAACP?
I've definitely become a lot busier because there's a difference between writing, and then once you're published, you have to do the writing, and then you also have to promote and kind of make appearances and stuff. So it's pretty hectic.
Now, you're from New York?
Yeah, I'm originally from the Bronx, and now I live in Midtown, and I'm a member of the Harlem Writers Guild. So I'm in and around Harlem, definitely in and around the Bronx and in Manhattan, so I'm still here.
Okay. How has what type of success have you had with your debut novel? I mean, is it selling well? You're getting a lot of reviews. What kind of response are you getting from your readers?
From the readers, I get a pretty good response. I've done, the New York Amsterdam News recommended it as the summer read for 2013. It was accepted, I was accepted as a panelist for the Congressional Black Caucus in 2014. I won the award from the NYCHA branch of the NAACP, and I've been getting grants to help me with promotion and the expenses and different things. So as far as, like, the press is very receptive to it, and the literary world is very receptive to it. It was endorsed by Nikki Giovanni and a number of other people.
Wow, that's some very impressive. Yeah, that's a very impressive resume, my sister, your first book out. Now you said you're working on another book. Is this a sequel to Love Changes?
Yes, I'm working on a sequel to Love Changes, which is Chocolate Love, and then I'm also working on another book, which is an entirely different story that I'm actually further along. I'm near completion with that one, and that one is called Until You Walk a Mile and Tiny's Shoes Don't Hate. And I'm also working on a collection of short stories, too.
Okay. Now, Love Changes is basically a Christian fiction romance type of book?
Yeah, I consider it urban Christian romance because it's message-based, and it's set in the South Bronx and Harlem. And then in addition to featuring In addition to featuring positive messages and verses from the Bible, it also features R&B and hip-hop music, quotes from song lyrics used with permission, original poetry. So it's a very eclectic piece, and it has a very much a 90s feel to it. So if you remember that era, the 90s, the music, how it felt, what the times were like, you'll definitely enjoy this mm-hmm. one.
Definitely. Now, in book two, which you said you're working on, are you picking up where you left off with Mia and Spider and that dynamic between those two?
Well, Chocolate Love, that is going to be more or less a sequel to Love Changes, but it's going to be told from the Ronell Goodwin perspective, which is her best friend in the novel. So it's going to be told from his perspective. And the other one that I'm working on is totally different characters, and that's set in Brooklyn, and it's a totally different story.
Okay. Well, I look forward to reading definitely those books. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby with the Who's Who in African American Lit Block Talk Radio. We have award-winning author Eartha Watts Hicks on the line. She was very patient for holding on as I got on late and started the show late. But thank you again, my sister. Now, we got somebody calling from the 718. David Bradshaw, is that you?
Yes, sir. That's me.
All right, David Bradshaw. I'm going to get to you in a minute, man. Is there anything you want to say to Eartha? I don't know if you guys met or you want to say hello or something real quick.
Well, I would like to say that she's accomplished a lot with her first release, and I take my hat off to her, and I pray that everything keeps going well and she succeed and do the things that she's doing, and I'm very pleased to hear it.
Oh, thank you so much, David. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, David Bradshaw is also an author from New York. He's also known as Eros. He's going to be coming on in a few minutes to do the second half of the show. But Eartha, back to you. What can your fans look for from you, you know, in the coming months? I know 2015 has been a fantastic year. 2016 is coming. You have book signings. You know, you're going to be attending in book fairs, expos. Where can your fans look to see you, you know, to get autographed copies or to just support you when you are on tour supporting your books?
Okay. I'll be at the Romance Slam Jam, which should be in Detroit this year. I'll definitely be at the Center for Black Literature's Black Writers Conference. In addition to, I should be releasing a collection of short stories by March. So that should be available, widely available. And Love Changes is available online everywhere.
Okay, when you say online, basically you got Amazon and the other online book outlets?
Yes, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Espresso.net, OnDemandBooks.com, my website, get autograph copies, www.eartha.tone.com.
Okay, and you're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places, I assume?
Yes, she writes Goodreads, Safari, all of it. I'm on all of it.
All right. I'm gonna run this show and then go straight to David in a minute. But is there anybody you want to like give a shout out or some recognition for supporting you before or during your writing career?
Oh yes. Writer, author Miriam Kelly Ferguson. For years, I was taking workshops, writing workshops, for like 10 years straight. And doing these workshops, I would, you know, give people feedback, read their pieces just for years. And Miriam was the first person that made me take money for editing. So I have to definitely give her a shout out. And she has a book out called Weaver, which is really, really good, too. And then also I'd like to shout out author Tanika Kane and author Andre James.
Okay, yeah, I know Tamika Kane. She's a very talented author as well, and she does editing also.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to bring, you know, Dave, I know you're supposed to start at 6:50. We had a third guest that was supposed to check in. He never did, so I'm just going to do 15 minutes with you as I finish up with Eartha. Eartha, before we go, is there anything you want to say to your fans and readers and supporters who've been, you know, showing you all this love and support during 2015 for your books and your writing career. Anything you want to say to those people who are out there, you know, with the holidays coming up?
Yes, yes. I want to say, number one, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody. And thank you for the love, the likes, the support, the shares, for telling people and for coming out to these events that I've been having in the rain, in the snow, and everything. Thank you for all your support over these, you know, this two-year period has been a whirlwind. And thank you.
All right, once again, ladies and gentlemen, DJ Gas, the Who's on African American Blog Talk Radio Show. We just finished chatting with the beautiful, lovely, and talented Miss Eartha Watt Hicks. Somebody just chimed in from the 917. Let me see what this is. Caller, you just calling in from 917. Who's this? Maybe that's somebody just want to listen. Eartha, please stick around. We got David Bradshaw in the building, also known as E-Rose. He's got some very, very interesting books that he's written. We want to talk to him about his books, what he's been doing lately, and what the readers can look forward from him in 2016. So, David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Once again, welcome to the show, my brother, man. Thanks for calling in, man. We met a couple of years ago at the Harlem Book Fair. I didn't get a chance to kind of, you know, connect with you that much online, Facebook, Twitter, and all that. But when I thought about starting the show back up, you're definitely one of the authors that I wanted to get on, man. So thank you for accepting my invitation to come on and do the show, man.
Oh, well, I'm very, very pleased that you asked me to come on. So, and it also was a pleasure when I met you also at the Harlem Book Fair.
Yeah, it was a little brief introduction. That was my first time, and I was running around trying to see everybody, you know, trying to meet as many people as I possibly could. At that time, before I met you, well, first of all, before we get into all that, man, tell the people a little bit about who you are, where you're from, man, and what it is that you do.
All right. First, let me clear something up.
Okay.
Everybody's lately calling me David Bradshaw. I would like to say that is a line of novels that I'm releasing. My name is Eros. That's who I write. That's who I write as. David Bradshaw is the name of a line of novels that I'm coming out with. David Bradshaw is a FBI agent. He's an FBI agent, and I'll be using him. He's a character from my Keeping Panties series. So it's a character that I'm going by online because we're having a lot of difficulties with people with Facebook attacking everybody, shutting down their page. So I go on to David Bradshaw. So in 2016, you'll get a line of books from me as David Bradshaw. They're based on mystery and suspense. As you know, like I was saying, as Eros, that's who I am, that's my name, I write erotica. So people was thinking that was the only thing that I write. So I said, okay, let me clear that up. So I wrote the Keeping Panties series, even though the name is misleading. Keeping Panties series is definitely about a serial rapist and FBI agent. The girl is in pursuit of him. I will let people who want to read that go ahead and get it. I don't want to do no spoilers. As far as the book that I wrote only 10 novels out. You can get them on Amazon. Some of them are in paperback. Some of them are not. You can also get it on the King Publishing. You know, I'm signed to King Publishing under Tremaine Johnson. Also, I publish under King Publishing. I also have my own two companies that I will be doing something different in 2016. Like I have Bedtime Publishing. I will be releasing my erotica books under there. And I will be releasing, I just started a company called Pen Bullies, and I only will be releasing certain novels over there. I haven't figured it out yet, but my publishing is under King Publishing, and that's basically it, you know.
Anything okay, well, man, yo, listen, I'm sorry for not following up on that information about you and the David Bradshaw, because I know a lot of people are changing their names because they're not allowed to use their pen names with Facebook. And I thought that was something that you did. should have reached out to you to kind of clarify that, but thanks for clarifying that on the show. So now you, because you definitely got me straight, man, because I'm calling you David Bradshaw, I'm calling you D, all kinds of stuff. You know.
But also, it's good for people to know, too, because a lot of people is having difficulties with their pages and everything. So it's good for them to know that you if you have a line of books, if you have a main character, you might have to switch over and do that type of thing as well, you know?
Brilliant idea, man, because you want people to know the character. You want people to fall in love with the character, and then they'll connect them with you as they go forward. And secondly, I didn't know you had written as many books as Eros. Remember, when I first met you, you were promoting the Bedissi books.
Yes.
Well, and I didn't know about Freak Nasty, Secrets of Sin, and Keeping Pandy. I didn't even know about all of those books, man. So many authors, so much going on out here. I just credit you with those too, and particularly after reading those. So I said, well, this is what he do. And then you came out with the What That Mouth Do, and didn't get a chance to read that. But I'm glad that you were actually exercising your talents and your creativity, man, by going in another lane and a different direction to reach more readers with this David Bradshaw character and your new series of books.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. So listen, man, how did you get started writing? Because I see you've done a lot on the business side. You know, you're working with King Publishing. You got your own imprint, and you're kind of giving people different types of books, and you want them to differentiate between the two. How did you actually get started writing, man? You know.
Well, just giving you a little background history of me. As you know, when I was much younger, I was definitely into another lifestyle, and as so many black young youths, I end up in federal prison. I did 17 years in federal prison. I was released in 2009. While I was in prison, I did a lot of writing, a lot of reading, and I was hooked on the novels. I read a little bit of everything. Some of my favorite authors was, you would say, Donald Goins, Sidney Sheldon, Iceberg Slim, James Patterson. So
Real writers, man.
The late Jackie Collins. I was really into reading. So what happened was I had a couple of friends that was authors. They was incarcerated with me at the time. One of them was Paul Johnson. He wrote a book called Blood Money, A Lovely Murder Down South. He had a few as well. And what happened was, one day he said to me, he said, "Do you think you can write?" I said, "I know I can write." So he said, "Well, write something for me." So I wrote for Dussie.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. He read it. He enjoyed it. And he said, "So what you going to do with it?" I said, "I'm not going to do nothing with it." Right, he said, "Well, you should think about it." Then as I went on a little further, I wrote a book called The Kingdoms of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's a biblical book, but it's also fiction. And then I started loving it. I love the art of storytelling, entertaining. I had a lot of literature. I let a lot of people in the prison read my work, and they was like, "Yo, man, I mean, you should look into this." So, you know, I took their advice and I just started writing. And when I came home, I kept up with it. And then I met a lot of other authors who was aspiring and they wanted to write. And I was like, "Let me see, can I help them?" I got hooked up with a sister named Aisha Brown. That's how I first met you.
That's right. You're right. Because you were working with Aisha Brown. I remember that now.
Right, she was
mad. I got a quick question for you. Now, you said you started writing while you were in prison. Did you publish anything before you started publishing stories when you came home?
Well, I only published when I came home.
Okay. All right, so you come home, you meet Aisha, and she's working with you. Yo, man, that's so how many books did you have when you finally started?
Well, when I first started, I only had two books, right? I came home before I met Aisha. I published Bedusi, and you know, paperbacks. I love paperbacks. I was beating the streets with it. It became a popular book in New York. Then it branched out to Baltimore, Maryland, you know, Virginia, South Carolina, and other places. And people fell in love with the Bedusi. I did a part two, Bedusi two. I'm currently working on a part three. Actually, I'm currently working on probably about six novels. I'm always working on something. And so I got hooked up with my man, my brother Tremaine Johnson, beautiful person, beautiful brother. He gave me an opportunity to publish up under his print. I did that.
Is that King Publishing you're talking about?
Yes, it is. King Publishing Group. Yes, it is.
Okay, King Publishing Group. Yeah.
So that's my thing right there. And, you know, I have my own side things, but that's home for me. That's where it's at. That's where my family has. Shout out to King Publishing, authors, KPG authors. It's a beautiful thing, man. I love writing. I love communicating with people. I love helping people reach their dream. And I just love it. I'm trying to get further in the game, you know, hard work, and I'm persistent, and I'll get to it.
Okay. Now, the Bedusi series and the erotic books that you're making, that you wrote, a lot of buzz, a lot of talk. I remember when I was speaking to you about that, a lot of people were kind of surprised that a brother was writing erotica, because usually a lot of women write that.
Yeah.
I think we had talked a little bit about that, and I think you nailed it, man. I think you brought a different aspect to the game, you know, by being a dude writing the erotica books, man, and you know, kind of carving that niche for yourself. Now, and congratulations on that, by the way. Once again, everybody, it's Cool Soon African American. Yeah, just give me a plug. Cool Soon African American Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show. We got my man Eros in the house, author of the Bedusi series and the Keeping Panty series, in the building, telling us about how he got started. Now, one question for you. I know a lot of authors out here are talking about movies, web series, and trying to bring in their books to film. Have you had any thoughts about doing something like that, or you think your books would adapt to film well?
Well, to be honest with you, I have had thoughts, conversation.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes you have to stay in your lane. You know, you stay in your lane, make sure that you master driving straight first. So I want to make sure that I put out quality books, so when I do get the opportunity to put it out there, it's done properly and professionally. A lot of people's putting stuff out there that is not done correctly. I would like to do it correctly. So at the moment, I've definitely been in talks. I've definitely had some. I have some stuff in the works, but I have to make sure that it will meet the people's expectation. I have to make sure that it's not half done.
Yeah, I get that, man. I understand exactly what you mean by that. I know it's been a big year for authors, particularly, you know, urban fiction, African American literature authors, producing films, you know, and in the movies, basically independently. And I hear about a lot of other people, you know, working on film projects as well as web series. I just asked, man. I think particularly the Bedusi series would definitely adapt well. And you know, man, I like what you're saying, though. You want to kind of perfect your craft at what you're doing now before you step into that arena, man. I think that's a very prudent business decision, man. But definitely, man, I think your books would adapt well. Now, listen. What can people look forward from you in 2016? Man, I know you've done a lot. I know you work with a lot of people in the business. You know, a lot of other people in the business that I know I don't know who you're affiliated with, but I see you working with Papaya and some of the other people in the book business, man. What can we look for you in 2016, man, as far as promoting your books, you know, in New York or outside of New York?
Well, as far as I'm glad you brought her name up, Papaya, that's
yes.
my publish. That's my publish. So
okay.
Right. She helps me strategize. She helped me move forward in directions of which way I'm going. I really don't make too many moves without her say so. Right now in 2016, you can look for me to have romance books. I'm
mm-hmm.
coming in that field. I haven't really touched romance that much. What that
okay.
mouth do was it was on that level. It was touching in a little bit. I have a book coming out called I'm Sorry. That will be my next release. It's definitely a romance book, relationship book. So you can look forward to
yeah,
that.
Man.
I have a book coming out called that. That's up under KPG. I have a book coming out called New York. I mean. Divas of the Round Table, that's up under KPG. I have a book coming out called New York City Bastard. That book will be released under Pimberley's. I have a book coming out called Fangs. That's an erotic book on the vampire. It will be up under Bedtime Publishing. I have another book coming out under Bedtime Publishing, which you know the name of, Bedussie. That's Bedussie
yeah.
3.
So wow, man, we got
wow.
right, those,
yeah,
all those are full. Hello, that's all those are full novels. I have a
wow.
couple of short stories that will be dropped here and there. So basically, that's where I'm at right now, and I'm trying to get this craft together. I'm trying to have some honor with it. I'm trying to have some dignity with it. I'm trying to put out
mm-hmm.
quality over that quantity. So. I'm doing my best. I'm gonna give the people my all, and hopefully I'll be successful, and hopefully I won't disappoint anybody, because there's a lot of greats that's done work before us, a lot of greats that paved the way for us, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I don't want to cheapen their brand. I don't want to cheapen what they've done by putting out work that's not quality.
No, I definitely commend you for that, man. The game has changed a lot. I really just got into, you know, the advertising, marketing, promotion portion of the book business in the last 4 or 5 years, and it has. You know, a lot of people come on strong. A lot of people have books here, one-hit wonders.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all about advertising, marketing, and promotion, because at the end of the day, your books got to stand on their own. The quality of your writing needs to speak for itself. And with the attitude that you have, I can see that, you know, that professionalism, and when you said the art of writing and the craft, you know, you real diligent and meticulous about how you do what you do, man. I really respect that, man. Really respect that about you. I'm glad you did the interview, man. I'm learning a lot about you that I didn't know. You know, a lot of brothers don't do a lot of interviews and kind of do a lot to promote themselves with each other, you know, on social media. They kind of do whatever it is that they do. So I appreciate you coming on the show, man. And definitely want to have you on again. Once again, this is Who's Doing African American Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show. DJ Gassy here with my man, Eros. Eros, man, you want to shout anybody out? It is the holidays, man. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people you care about out there, but anybody want to shout out, man, before we go, you know, for who's been supporting you this year?
Yeah, well, I would like to shout out my publisher and partner, business partner, Tremaine Johnson, King, a.k.a. King. I would like to shout out my publicist, Papaya. Make sure everybody know, do everybody know that she has a book fair coming up, the Sister Lit Book Fair that's coming up in D.C.? The date of that is, let me give you all the date on that, because this is going to be major. This is going to be just as big, if not bigger, than the Harlem Book Fair. So we want to know, this is April 23rd, 2016, the Sister Lit Book Fair, D.C. It's at the Silver Spring Civic Center. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is going to be a great place for authors to meet the readers, and a great place for the readers to meet the authors. So we want to definitely be there. So I want to definitely give her a shout out. I want to give out a shout out to my whole KPG family. I love y'all. Y'all been doing what you do, and definitely I would like the readers to check us out, check them out. They're putting out quality work. They're putting out some good work. A lot of them is overlooked, but definitely check them out. You can catch all our work. You can see all our work at King Publishing, at kingpublishing.com. You can definitely get all our work there and check us out. A few of us got books in certain bookstores. It's a beautiful thing. Of course, we're on Amazon. So, please reach out to us. Please check us out.
All right, now, where can your fans look to see you at, man, doing book signings, expos, or book fairs? I know you're hitting the streets in New York. I just caught you on Facebook with some pictures from you did a book signing somewhere there in New York. But what are some of the places, man, people can catch you signing books or selling books and get them autographed paperbacks?
Well, right now, to be honest with you, my publishers is making up a book signing tour for me. So that's definitely something we need to look forward to. My first signing, but right now that I know of, will be, like I said, April 23rd, 2016, at this book fest in D.C. by Sister and Lynn. I'm quite sure that my schedule will get a little more known to everybody. I'll be able to give it to everybody. Right now, at the moment, though, that's the only date that I have for my first book signing in 2016.
All right. Well, yo, man, keep in touch with me, man. I definitely respect your hustle and what you're doing. Pioneer Publishers is a fantastic young lady. I met her when I first came in the game. Very, very successful young lady, and me and her have been clicking since day one. King Publishing, I'm definitely going to check out some of the other authors on your roster. And that Sisters Don't Look Festival down in D.C., I just rock in D.C., man. I'm in Miami now, but I go hard in D.C. And I missed her event last year. She did one this year, but I wasn't able to attend it. But I'm definitely going to come to that event, man, and help promote that joint, man. Y'all doing a wonderful thing out there, man. I like your team, man, and everybody that you got working with you over there, man.
I appreciate it. Also, let me say this. I have an author that has a book right now, number one, Christian Fiction. Her name is Faith Weathers. Maybe one day you should reach out to her. She has a nice roster of books, probably like 11 or 12 books that's out right now. She's doing it. She's eating them. I have her contact you, and maybe you can get her on.
Yeah, man, listen, my door is always open, man. I don't get a chance to reach out to as many people as I did early on when I started my career. I'm still behind the scenes doing my public access TV show. I started publishing myself. I got a poetry book coming out. I got one author that's got a couple of books coming out, George Cash, WBMG Publishing, a DJ Gassy Presents. But I still got love for African-American authors, the art of writing, and promoting these authors and bringing them to the forefront in the contemporary American literature. We on the back burner a little bit, man. And I'm a huge advocate of literacy in the black community and all that, man. So, give them my email, my phone number, whatever, man. Put me in touch. And I'm going to look for you also, man, to get the information on these dates and the things, the books that you got coming up, man, because I want to stay on top of the game. And that's how I do that.
Okay.
Hello.
I want to say the fact that you can put these books out with this kind of quality, this fast, is amazing.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Eartha, is that still you? I'm sorry, my sister. Did you get a chance to talk to Eros before we go?
I just wanted to say the fact that you can put these books out this fast, this well written is amazing. So I wish you much success.
I really appreciate that. I really do. it don't seem fast, but I appreciate it. A lot of headaches, a lot of late night headaches, a lot of work. But thank you. I really appreciate it because you. Coming from you because you're knocking down doors, sister, coming right out.
Oh, thank you. It takes a lot of work, but I love to see somebody focus and just doing it. And this is, you know, you're doing a good job.
I appreciate that. I really do.
I want to thank both of you guys. You're both talented writers. You're using your God-given talents to share that gift, you know, of writing and storytelling with the world, man. And I'm really impressed in that. I tell anybody, man, all the writers are the most brilliant people on the planet. And I say that with sincerity, man, because I really feel that way. Communicate to people on a whole nother level when you're writing books. You're not singing, it's not art or anything else. But you guys are doing a great job. Listen, I got to wrap this up. Eros, Eartha, thank you guys for coming on. Please feel free to hit me up and I get you guys back on. Another time, you got a new book coming out. You got anything going on, hit me up. You know, DJGatsbyX@yahoo.com. You know, you guys can follow my website, WhosWhoAfricanAmericanLiterature.com. And also, you know, follow DJ Gatsby's Book Club on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
No doubt. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Listen, good night. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year and all that good stuff, man. God bless y'all. Keep in touch.
Okay.
All right. Peace.
Peace. And happy and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you guys next week. Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., DJ Gaffney, Who's Who, an African American Lit Block Talk Radio Show. You know how we do. Peace.